愿大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all.
今天下午跟大家来查考一段圣经。
This afternoon, we'd like to study from a passage.
希伯来书的第十章。
In Hebrews chapter 10.
从十九节一直到二十五节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19 to 25.
希伯来书第十章十九节。
Hebrews 10, verse 19.
弟兄们。我们既因为耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，二十节
，verse 20，
是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这个幔子就是他的身体。
Verse 19. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, 20, by a new and living way.Which he consecrated for us through the veil that is his flesh.
这个二十节在告诉我说，主耶稣给我们开了一条又新又活的路。
Verse 20 tells us that Jesus opened a new and living way for us.
这个我们呢，就是每一个得到救恩的人。
And this us is meaning all those who have received the salvation.
我们的人生有一条又新又活的路。
In our lifetime, we can walk on this new and living way.
这条路是属灵的。
And this is a spiritual path.
那这个路就是要连接两点。
And this path or this way needs to be connected to two points.
比方说，你如果要到旧金山，你就要走五号往北。
And this road has a beginning and an end point. For example, from here to the Bay Area, we take the 5 freeway.
但是如果你要圣地亚哥，你就五号往南。
To go to San Diego, you take 5 south.
所以路是连接两点。
And so this road has two ends.
那这一条又新又活的路，到底要带我们到哪里去
？And where does this new and living way lead us to？
十九节告诉我们。
In verse 19。
说我们既然因耶稣的血能够坦然进入至圣所。
He says that we enter, we have the boldness to enter the holiest.
所以这条路就是要带领我们进入至圣所。
So this way is leading us into the holy of holies.
那如果我们对旧约圣经有更深的了解，我们就知道哇，这一条路太宝贵了。
So if we have a deep understanding of the Old Testament scripture, we know this is a very precious way.
以色列百姓在旷野的时候，神吩咐摩西要造会幕。
In the wilderness, God told the people to build a tabernacle.
那会幕分作两层，前面的叫做圣所。
And the tabernacle has two parts. One is the holy place.
那圣所再进到里面是至圣所。
And inside the holy place, there's a place called Holy of Holy.
那个至圣所跟圣所中间有一个幔子遮蔽。
In between the two, there is a veil.
那至圣所里面有约柜。
And in the Holy of Holy, there is the Ark of Covenant.
那约柜上面有施恩的宝座。
Above the Ark of Covenant, there is the mercy seat.
然后每一次摩西要向神求恩典，要求问什么，他就要进到至圣所。
And when Moses is to inquire or ask of God, he would need to enter the Holy of Holy.
然后神就降临下来。
And it is there where God descends.
所以这个圣殿整个会幕。这个是人跟神相会的地方。
So the tabernacle, it is a place of meeting between God and man.
那至圣所是神降临的地方。
And the Holy of Holy, it is a place where God descends upon it.
所以在旧约时代，大祭司只有一年一次可以进去。
So in the Old Testament time, only the high priest can enter the Holy of Holy only once a year.
为百姓来祈求恩典。
And to atone for the sins of the people.
那如果这个大祭司本身呢，生活不圣洁，他进去就被打死。
If the high priest did not live a holy life, he would die right there.
但是如果他可以进去他可以向一位以色列百姓求恩典。
But if he can enter the Holy of Holy, he can pray for the grace and mercy.
但是在新约时代
，But in the New Testament time，
这里说主耶稣给我们开一条路
，Jesus has opened a way for us.
让我们能够进到至圣所。
That we can enter through the veil into the Holy of Holy.
这个至圣所就是 让我们能够来到神的面前。
That is by which we can come to God's presence.
这个在旧约是不可能的。
And this was not possible in the Old Testament time.
但是在主耶稣的救恩里面，我们却能够来到神的面前。
But under the grace of Jesus, we can come before God.
好，我们现在看这个第九章。
Let's read chapter 9.
第九章的二十四节。
Chapter 9, verse 24.
因为基督并不是进的人手所造的圣所，这不过是真圣所的影像，乃是进驻天堂，如今为我们在神的面前。这个地方说这个地上的圣所的、这个、会幕、其实是一个影像、
so、here,
真圣所的影像。
So here says that the holy places on earth, these are just copiesOr what is the true?
其实那个真正的至圣所就是天国。
The true holy place is in heaven.
那是神住的地方。
It is a place where God abides.
所以新约时代、借着主耶稣这条路，我们可以来到神的面前，将来可以回到天国去。
So today, through the way that Jesus has provided for us, we can enter into the heavenly place that God has prepared for us.
这个就是人类的盼望。
So this is our hope today.
我们在地上很卑微。
On earth today, we are very lowly.
其实我们犯了很多的罪。
We have sin.
但是我们竟然能够来到至圣的神面前。
But yet we can come to the presence of the holy God.
他本来是住在众人所不能够靠近的光里面。
He lives in the light that is unapproachable.
但是我们一个污秽的人竟然能够来到他的面前。
But yet we've been filthy, we can come.To God who is holy.
就是主耶稣给我们开的这一条新又活的路。
It is through this new and living way that the Lord Jesus has prepared for us.
好，那我们跟神的关系呢，重新建立起来。
So this is a way by which we can reestablish our relationship with God.
那个本来那个幔子啊，是遮盖着圣所跟至圣所。
And there was originally a veil that covers the Holy of Holies.
所以二十节说，这条路是从幔子经过。
He says that this is the way that passes through the veil.
那幔子就是他的身体。
And this veil is his flesh.
所以我们回到神的面前，这一条路是从主耶稣的身体经过的。
So the way in which we return back to God, it passes through the body of Christ.
这个道理什么意思
？So what does this mean?、
主耶稣被钉十字架。
The Lord Jesus was crucified.
最后说成了。
He said it is done.
救恩完成了。
The salvation has been accomplished. Yeah,
因为他在十字架为我们流血。
On the cross, he shed his blood for us.
所以他断气的时候，那个分别至圣所跟圣所那个幔子就裂作两半。
So the moment that he gave up his last breath, the veil in the temple was parted in two.
主耶稣死的时候，人跟神之间的那个阻隔就没有了。
And so when Jesus died for us, the blockage or the wall of separation between us and God has been taken down.
所以叫做通过幔子就是他的身体。
So that is why it is said here that it is the way passes through the veil that is his flesh.
那如果没有主耶稣这个无罪的义人来为我们钉十字架，这一条路是打不通的。
Without Jesus being a righteous man to die for us, we cannot go through this way.
所以今天我们能够来到神的面前，是主耶稣付出极大的代价。
So today we can come to the presence of God. It is because that Jesus has paid a great cost.
就是他的身体被钉十字架。
That is, he sacrificed his own flesh on the cross.
跟强盗一样受咒诅。
He was cursed like a robber.
那我们再回来看十九节。
So if we read verse 19,
说因为耶稣的血可以坦然进入圣所。
Because of his blood, we can enter boldly into the holiest.
所以这一条路也是主耶稣的血所开的。
So this is also a path of blood.
那为什么这条路要用血来开？
And why is this path opened by the blood of Jesus?
我们看第九章的二十二节。
Let's read chapter 9, verse 22.
按着律法，凡物都是用血洁净的。若不流血，就不得赦免。
Yes, according to the law, almost all things are purified with blood. Without shedding of blood, there is no remission.
旧约时代的献祭有一个很重要的功用，就是赎罪。
And the sacrifice in the Old Testament has the power for the remission of sins.
那你要献祭，要杀牛羊，要流血。
And the sacrifice require killing of oxen or animals.
所以神的律法哦，如果罪得赦免，一定要有动物要流血。
And for man's sins to be forgiven, it requires shedding of animals' blood.
但是那只是一个预表。
But that is only a prefiguration.
那主耶稣来的时候，人就说：“看啊，神的羔羊。”
So when Jesus came, people say, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
他好像那个逾越节的羔羊。
He was like the Lamb of the Passover.
那个羔羊是一岁的，刚好长得刚刚好。
It was a one-year-old lamb that is ready for the altar.
不太嫩，也不太老。
It is not too young or too old.
是没有残疾的。
It is a lamb that is unblemished.
所以人到三十岁的时候，刚好是很成熟，又不会太老，又不会太年轻。
So when a man reaches 30, it is at the best point of his life, not too young or not too old.
然后要钉十字架以前，他接受过两次的审判。
So before he was crucified, he was tried two times.
他说我没有罪。
And he proclaimed his innocence.
审判完，比拉多说他没有罪。
And Pilate also proclaimed his innocence.
这个审判就是在检验，证明耶稣是没有残疾的，没有缺点的。
And so through these two trials of judgment, it shows that Jesus was sinless and blameless.
所以他好像逾越节那个羔羊没有残疾，所以他被杀。
So he was like the lamb of the Passover, being unblemished and being offered to God.
那他的血就可以赦我们的罪。
And so his blood can cleanse away our sins.
今天我们要到神的面前，一定要受洗。
So today, before we can come to God, we must first be baptized.
你看，哥尼流是一个大好人。
Cornelius was a righteous man.
他行很多善事。
He has done much good work.
他也祷告。
He prayed.
他祷告也达到神面前。
His prayer has reached God.
蒙神纪念。
And being remembered by God.
他也有属灵经验。
He also has spiritual experiences.
他看到天使。
He has seen angels.
那一个大好人，这么有爱心，也有灵界的经验，是不是就可以得救？
So being such a good person, being righteous, does that mean he can be saved?
天使说你要请彼得来。
And the angel summoned, asked him to summon Peter.
他有话告诉你。
He has something to say to you.
叫你跟你的全家可以得救。
So that you and your family may be saved.
所以彼得到哥尼流的家，关乎他的得救。
So Peter came to Cornelius' house so that his family may be saved.
那彼得到哥尼流家做什么？
So why did he come?
我们仔细看他证道的内容，就是在介绍耶稣。
So if we study the content of his message, he is introducing Jesus Christ.
最后，哥尼流全家就受洗。
So at the end, Cornelius and his family was baptized.
所以受洗就是主的宝血洁净他的罪。
That is, the blood of Christ has cleansed away their sins.
而且得圣灵。
And also they receive Holy Spirit.
来做一个印证。
And this is a testimony.
所以今天我们不管你在世界上有多行多少善事。好像哥尼流一样。
So today, no matter how much good work we may have done, just like Cornelius,
甚至我们灵界有多少的经验，
no matter how much spiritual experiences we may have,
到最后人能够来到至圣所神的面前，只有一个方法。
At the end, there's only one way through which we can come into the holy place.
就是要借着主耶稣的宝血。
That is through the blood of Jesus.
也就是要受洗。
That is through water baptism.
所以这一条路是一个宝血所铺出来的道路。
So this is the way that is paid by the blood of Jesus.
让我们能够来到神的面前。
For us to come to God.
那来到神的面前呢，我们的生活就不一样。
So when we come to God's presence, we must live a different life.
好，我们先来看第十章。
Let's read chapter 10.
希伯来书的第十章。
Hebrew chapter 10.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
又有一位大祭司治理神的家。
He said there's a high priest over the house of God.
这个大祭司就是主耶稣本身。
And this high priest is Jesus himself.
我们在神的家有主做我们的大祭司。
In the house of God, we have Jesus as our high priest.
我们再看二十二节。
Verse 22.
那这个大祭司做什么？做什么？
So what can the high priest do?
大祭司乃是为我们来祈求。
The high priest intercede for us.
我们看第四章。
Let us read chapter 4.
十四节。
Verse 14.
我们有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便持定所承认的道。十五节。
15.
我们的大祭司不是不能体恤我们的软弱，也凡是受过试探与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。16节。
16.
所以我们只管坦然无惧来到施恩的宝座，为着要蒙连续做恩惠，做随时的帮助。我们信主啊，几十年还能够信得住，这个不是说啊，这个信徒啊很坚强，能够保守。
And if we can believe in Christ for decades, that is not to say that we are strong in faith.
其实，在灵界里面有一个大祭司。
But in spirit, there is a high priest.
就是主耶稣。
That is the Lord Jesus.
他升到天上去。
He is now in heaven.
那主耶稣愿意做我们随时的帮助。
And the Lord Jesus is willing to help us in our times of weakness.
他可以体恤我们的软弱。
And he can sympathize with our weakness.
所以有时候我们在生活中很软弱。
Sometimes we feel weak.
我们讲给别人听，别人也听不懂。
And we seek help, but others cannot understand.
你身体很痛苦，你讲给人听，没有生过病的听不懂。
If you are suffering physically and you tell people who cannot understand.
有时候我们的心灵上很痛苦，很孤单，你讲给别人听，别人也听不懂。
Sometimes we feel sad and lonely, and others may not comprehend our sadness.
有时候我们灵性上很孤单。好像离开神很远，我们讲给人听，人也听不懂。
Sometimes we feel spiritually lonely, we feel far away from God, but people cannot understand us.
但是这里说，大祭司不是不能体恤我们的软弱。
But here says that we have a high priest who can, we don't have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness.
他为什么会了解我们的软弱
？How can he understand us?
因为他做过人。
Because he was once a man.
我们人怎么痛苦都比不上被钉十字架痛苦。
No matter how much we suffer, it cannot be compared to the suffering of Jesus on the cross.
怎么孤单都比不上主耶稣的孤单。
No matter how lonely we are, it cannot be compared to the loneliness suffered by Jesus.
连他的门徒也不了解他。
Even his own disciples could not understand him.
我们在灵里面感觉到好像离开神很远那个感觉，主耶稣能够感觉。
And if we feel that we are far away from God, Jesus also been through the same experience.
我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
He cried out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
所以今天我们来到这个至圣所。
So today we come to the holy place.
有一个新的生活。
We must live a new life.
就是有一个大祭司在那里为我们祷告。
We must live a life where the high priest intercede for us.
他可以了解我们的软弱。
He understands our weakness.
所以我们在最软弱的时候，我们所要去的地方就是来到主的面前。
So in times when we are the most weak, we must come to God.
你就告诉他。
And we must tell God what our problems are.
耶稣大祭司会帮我们代祷。
And our high priest will pray for us.
也因为这样子，所以我们信仰才能够一直持续下去。
And it is because of this that our faith can persist.
不然的话，我们天国路怎么走得下去呢？
Otherwise, how can we continue in this heavenly journey?
所以这一条路带我们进到至圣所。
So this is the way by which we can enter the Holy of Holies.
有一条大祭司在那里治理神的家。
It is there where the high priest rule over the house of God.
我们看第十章。
Let's turn back to chapter 10.
并且我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净，要用诚实存着诚心和充足的信心来到神的面前。
In verse 22 here says, Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, and having our heart sprinkled from an evil conscience, our bodies washed with the pure water.
这个地方说，我们心中良心的亏欠已经洒去了，洗去了。
Here says that our evil conscience has been washed away.
所以人犯罪总是有良心，良心不安。
And when we sin, we have our conscience will rebuke us.
所以这个受洗跟没有受洗会差很多。
So there's a big difference between those who are baptized and those who are not.
因为还没有受洗，这个罪没有赦免。
Before we've been baptized, the sin has not been washed away.
人的良心不容易有平安。
And so sometimes we feel that our conscience is not at peace.
那受洗以后，这个罪被洗净了。
So after baptism, our sins are washed away.
所以这里说，心中天良的亏欠，良心的亏欠就没有了。
Then we have a full, we have a true heart, within full assurance of faith.
所以这一条路所带领我们的，不但有大祭司为我们代祷，还有良心很平安。
And not only the high priest pray for us, our conscience, our mind will be at peace.
这是很宝贵的。
And so this is something precious.
所以信耶稣最宝贵的地方不是钱买得到的。
So what the preciousness of believing in Jesus, it is not something that can be bought with money.
就是我每一天活着，心中很平安，因为我们的罪已经被洗净了。
To have a peace of mind, to have a clear conscience that our sins has been cleansed.
所以每天我们都没有忧虑，没有害怕。
So each day we live without fear, we live without worries.
那二十二节的下半句。
So in this latter half of verse 22.
存着诚心跟充足的信心来到神的面前。
We need to draw near to him with a true heart and in full assurance.
我每天的生活就是要来到神的面前。
In our daily life, we need to live a life of drawing near to God.
来到神的面前要做什么？
And what do we do when we come near to God?
我们现在看第六章，希伯来书第六章。
Let's turn to chapter 6 of Hebrew.
十九节。
Chapter 6, verse 19.
第六章十九节。我们有这个指望，如同灵魂的苗，又坚固又牢靠，且通入幔内。二十节。
Verse 20.
做先锋，耶稣照着麦基洗德的等次，成为永远的大祭司，就为我们进入幔内。这个十九节说，我们有一个盼望。
Verse 19 says that we have a hope.
好像灵魂的苗啊，又坚固又牢，通入幔内。
And it says that it is like the anchor of our soul, passing through the presence behind the veil.
我知道一艘大船哈。要停在这个海港，它常常会把锚抛到海里。
And for a ship to dock, it must drop the anchor.
所以风吹的时候，这个船就很稳固。
So when the wind blows, the ship will not go adrift.
那我们信主耶稣以后，我们有一个锚，这个锚不是停在世界上哪一个地方。
Today, as we believe in Jesus, our spiritual anchor is not.Should not be rest in this world.
世界上没有一个地方能够让我们心里真的平安。
There is no one place in the world that can give us true spiritual peace.
只有我们的心一直进到神的面前，跟神连接。
Only when our heart enter into the presence of God and is connected to God.
这个是又坚固又牢靠。
That is a true and robust anchor.
那进到幔内就进到神的面前。
And to enter into the presence behind the veil, that is to come to the presence of God.
这个就是我们内心这种安定感的来源。
And so this is the source of our peace and security.
所以我们人这个漂泊是很难免的。
Today it is inevitable that we wander in this world.
你在美国统计数字六七年搬家一次。
In America, people move on average every 6 to 7 years.
有的家三个孩子，三个地方。生的地方都不一样。
Sometimes children are born in different places in the country.
所以我们搬来搬去。
So we move about from place to place.
有时候就觉得没有这个安定感。
So we feel a lack of stability.
但是当我们读到圣经的时候，最重要，我发现那个安定感不是地面上。
So as we read the Bible, this sense of steadfastness or security, it is not of this world.
那个安定感是因为我们的心已经通到神的面前，跟神连在一起。
It is because our soul is anchored to God.
那有这种的安定感，你搬到哪里都无所谓。
So if we have this sense of security, it does not matter where we move.
你人生发生什么问题，你都没有关系。
It does not matter what problems we may encounter.
你看那个雅各离开他故乡的时候
，If we look at the story of Jacob when he left his hometown，
他也不知道他什么时候可以回来。
He did not know where he might when he might return，
因为他哥哥想要杀他。
Because his brother wanted his life。
但是就是在他离开故乡那一天晚上
，But on the night that he left，
神跟他显现
，God appeared to him，
说我要带你回来。
Says that I will bring you home。
那雅各说：“你如果带我回来，我要在这里跟你献祭。”
And so Jacob says that if you bring me back home in peace, I will offer I will build an altar here for you.
那这个雅各这样一直漂泊。
So Jacob he wandered around.
他的心有一个稳定的力量。
But yet in his heart he has a sense of peace.
就是他离开故乡那一天晚上，神对他向他显现给他的应许。
That is the promise that God gave him on the night that he left home.
因此他遇到很多的困难，他人生遇到很多的风浪。
So in his lifetime he encountered a great deal of troubles and tribulations.
但他的心可以很平稳。
But his heart was very secure.
因为神说我一定会回去。
Because God promised him that he will lead him back.
所以他就很平安了。
So he was at peace.
这个就是我们今天呢整个生活稳定的来源。
So this is the source of our peace and security.
所以有时候我们工作换来换去哦，如果我们真的神给我们信心，你不会太忧虑。
And so sometimes we change jobs very often, but if we believe in God, we will not worry.
因为我们那个苗是通到幔内，是通到主耶稣的面前。
Because we are the anchor of our soul, rests inside the veil with the Lord Jesus.
我们的盼望是在神的面前。
Our hope is in God.
所以我们这个生活虽然很漂泊，但是你不会迷失。
Even though our life may be may appear to be very turbulent, but yet we will not be lost.
因为我们的心达到神的面前。
Because our heart is in God's presence.
很稳定。
We are very secure.
所以这是一条要信心还有信实的道路。
This is a faithful way that we walk on.
好，我们现在回来看希伯来书。
Let's turn back to Hebrew.
第十章。
Chapter 10.
那么走到这一条路上啊，到底生活要有什么样的表现
？So what should we do as we walk on this way？
我们看十章的二十四节
，Chapter 10, verse 24。
又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and do good works.
这条路是带我们回到神的面前。
This is the way that leads us back to God.
那神的旨意就是要我们彼此相爱。
And the love of God, the will of God is for us to love one another.
彼此照顾。
And to take care of one another.
勉励行善。
And to encourage one another to do good.
这个就是走到这条新路上一种新的生活。
And this is the new life as we walk in this new way.
我们在使徒行传第二章看到三千个人受洗。
In Acts chapter 2, we see that 3,000 were converted.
这个受洗就是走到这一条新路上。
That they have began to walk on this way.
那受洗以后
，And after baptism,
在第二章的最后面，他们就过新的生活。
And from chapter 2 onwards, they start to live a new life.
我们看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
42。
Verse 42.
他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接擘饼祈祷。
And they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrines and fellowship, in breaking of bread and in prayer.
这里说彼此交接就是团契。
It says that they continue in fellowship.
这个团契就是用神的话，用神的爱互相接纳啊，彼此勉励。
That is to encourage one another with the word of God, in according to his doctrines.
然后四十四节，信的人都在一处，凡物共用。
In 44, that all those who believe were together and had all things in common.
这个就是彼此相爱的活在一起。
And so this is an evidence of living together in love.
所以我们的教会的生活好像一个大家庭。
So in church, we are a one large family.
一个最重要的原因是因为我们都来到神的面前。
Because we have all come to God's presence.
那神的爱在我们中间。
And God's love lives among us.
所以我们彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
So we love one another, we encourage one another to do good.
因此你发现这一个团体整个发展是很正面的。
So we'll realize that this group will have a very positive way of growing.
而且这个团体是会吸引人的。
And this is a group that will attract many.
因为彼此相顾，而且彼此相爱。
Because everyone care for one another and love one another.
像主耶稣一样的行善。
And to do good just as the Lord Jesus.
所以这是一条新的生活方式。
So this is a new way of life.
是一条相爱的道路。
This is the way of love.
因此我们在这个整个世界里面
So in this world today
我们能够找到一个最单纯的团体应该是教会
And the most simple-minded group that we can find is in the church
唯一没有污染过的一块土地是教会
This is a piece of land that is, has not been spoiled
为什么
And why is that?
因为我们是来到神的面前
Because we have come to God's presence
我们彼此都是在神的面前
We are all here.
神在我们当中。
And God lives among us.
所以这个是一个最纯的一个团体。
So this is the purest form of a gathering.
这是我们努力的一个目标。
This is our goal for pursuit.
教会如果不纯，是因为没有神在当中。
If the church become impure, it is because God is not among us.
如果主耶稣住在我们当中，教会很纯。
If God is among us, then the church will be very pure and holy.
因为主耶稣在我们当中。
Because Jesus is among us.
这条路是相爱的路。
This is the way of love.
我们再回来看希伯来书第十章。
Let's turn back to Hebrews chapter 10,
25
verse 25.
你们不可以停止聚会，好像那停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉。这个地方说不要停止聚会。
He says, do not forsake the assembly.
那停止聚会会习惯。
And if we do so, we might become a habit.
所以这一条路主耶稣带领我们这个新的一条路是聚会敬拜神的一条路。
So in this new way, we must live a life of worshiping God and attending services.
特别是安息日的聚会。
Especially on the Sabbath.
这个是我们来到神的面前，我们奉主的名，主就在我们当中，是跟神交通的一个时刻。
And so as we worship, as we gather in the name of the Lord, we are here to worship God and to communicate with God.
如果我们真的尊安息日为圣日，
if we truly regard the Sabbath as holy,
我们的信仰会一直在成长。
We will realize that our faith will continue to grow.
但是如果聚会停止会习惯。
But if we stop attending services, it become a habit.
我们在教会也看过这个姐妹这因为刚刚生了孩子。
And we've seen sisters who just gave birth.
有的第二个月生出来。
And maybe the 2 months after birth, giving birth.
但他又觉得说来教会很麻烦。
And they started to realize that coming to church, it is a burden.
因为一来教会，小孩子也要带来一些什么东西都要带来，很麻烦。
Coming to church, they need to bring all the things needed to care for the baby.
那有的就说好了，等我小孩子大了我再去。
So they will start to think that maybe we wait till the child gets older, then we go.
有好几个例子是真实的例子，等小孩子大了，他就不来教会。
So there are many real examples where when the child grow up, they stop coming to church.
他已经习惯了。
Because it has become a habit.
那习惯了要来就很难。
And to break this habit, it is hard.
所以有时候我们虽然很忙，有时候虽然好像有的人觉得好像去教会没有什么，好像没有什么，但一定要来。
So sometimes we feel busy, we feel inconvenient, but yeah, we must come on a weekly basis.
因为你没有来会习惯，习惯就很难。
Because if we do not come, it becomes a habit, and it is hard to break the habit.
那个教会是神所充满的地方。
The church, it is a place where God's spirit fills.
虽然我没有看到。
Even though we cannot see it.
但是大家祷告，圣灵充满就是神跟我们同在。
But yeah, when we pray and filled by the Holy Spirit, and God is here among us.
这个对我们灵性的持守是非常有帮助的。
And this is very beneficial to our spiritual growth.
所以常常一个人信仰流失，是因为从没有来教会开始。
So we become lost because we stop coming to church.
跟这个神所同在的团体好像已经越拖越远。
And we become disconnected with this virtual assembly.
所以我们在找任何一个工作，做任何一个决定，有个很重要的原则，就是不能影响我安息日的崇拜。
So no matter what we do, our work, our career, wherever we go, we must not interfere with our Sabbath worship.
不可停止聚会。
We must not stop attending services.
这会习惯。
And it may become a bad habit.
所以你为着一些更好的工作或者更高的收入如果最后不能聚会，影响到信仰，这真的付出的代价是太大。
If for the sake of seeking a better career opportunity, and yet we forsake attending services, and the price is too great.
甚至有时候我们看到我们自己的子女如果要读书那个地方如果没有教会，也要相当的考虑。
And sometimes we send children to colleges where the church is far away. We must also reconsider.
因为有的小孩子在没有教会的地方读书以后他信仰越好。
Some youth they go to a place where there's no church. Their faith might improve.
但是这是少数。
But yet that is in the vast minority.
但是很多在没有教会的地方读书读到晚，信仰都受影响。
And there are the vast majority of the youth who go to places where no church, their faith suffers.
所以这一条路把我们带到神的面前。
So this is the way that leads us to God.
因此我们要常常聚会，一起来敬拜神。
So we must attend services often and worship God together.
啊，最后这是一条盼望的道路。
And finally, this is the way of hope.
啊，我们来看啊，最后一句话，二十四节。
Let's read verse 20.
说彼此劝勉。因为知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Verse 25 here says that we must exhort one another so much the more as you see the day approaching.
然后23节。
Also verse 23.
要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致动摇，因为那应许我们是信实。
Hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
到底我们盼望什么？
What is our hope?
我们盼望就是主的再来。
We hope for the coming of the Lord.
啊，明天就开始2012年。
Tomorrow is the beginning of 2012.
啊，如果我们看整个世界局势的发展
，If we look at the events of the world,
从长期来看呢、啊，确实是不乐观。
From the long-term perspective, it is not optimistic.
啊，你仔细看，罪恶的发展越来越多。
Development of sin and evil and violence grows.
这个不是，这是事实啊，这不是人造出来的。
This is the reality of the world that we live in.
那我们再看整个世界这个战争越来越普遍。
If you look at wars, it is very common.
每一个国家都预备战争。
And every country is prepared for wars and revolution.
我们再看人口越来越多。
We look at the world population is growing.
但是能够耕的田地越来越少。
But the farmlands are shrinking.
所以以后人类存活的这个要怎么去解决呢？
So how do humans continue to survive?
再来整个地球的污染。
Also the pollution and contamination.
已经超过这个地球本身所能够恢复的能力。
It's far more than the natural ability of the earth to replenish.
所以我们如果仔细看这整个几个比较重要的问题，你就越来越发现说，从长期来看哦，照圣经的预言。这个地球是没有希望。
And so from a long-term view, we see that the world is being destroyed day by day.
这个不是叫我们要消极。
This is not to tell us to be pessimistic.
这个是让我们能够更清楚看到圣经给我们的盼望是真的。
This tells us that the promise of the Bible is true.
那个盼望就是主耶稣再来。
And that hope is the coming of the Lord Jesus.
就是我们在新天新地见到神。
It is we can see the Lord in the new heaven and new earth.
这个就是又新又活的路，到最后带给我们的盼望。
This is the hope that we have in walking on this new and living way.
我们真的要见到神。
We must come to see God.
在主耶稣再来的时候。
When the Lord Jesus comes again.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing him.
193首。
193.